Texte numéro 85. UK focuses on wind farms to burnish energy profile. Reg Thompson, a retired computer manager, loves the view from his rear bedroom window over the beech trees and across the lush green fields of Norfolk in the east of England. But if E.ON, a German power company, has its way, the view would soon include 5 wind turbines about 15 times the height of his house. The view is not the only thing that worries Mr. Thompson, 62. In April, he dressed up in a bird's costume with pink boots to protest against the turbines and their danger to the rare pink-footed goose the region is also famous for. There are just 250,000 of them left, and Mr. Thompson fears that wind turbines could slash that number. We were blessed with these rare animals, and the danger is they would either get chopped by the turbine blades or would be driven off their feeding ground, Mr. Thompson said. Despite growing opposition from citizens, nature conservation trusts and local lawmakers, the government continues to push for more wind farms across the country. Time is ticking toward a deadline in 2020 set by the European Union, by which Britain would have to increase the amount of power it generates from renewable sources to 15%, from just 3% now. Many industry experts question whether the government can meet the target within a decade, especially when money is tight. Even though Prime Minister had said renewable energy would remain one of his priorities, it is not clear how much he will be able to spend on such projects as the government cuts social benefits. Britain last week opened the world's largest offshore wind turbine farm. Operated by Vattenfall, a Swedish company, it has a capacity to power more than 200,000 homes. We are an island nation, and I firmly believe we should be harnessing our wind, wave and tidal resources to the maximum, Britain's energy secretary said. With a height of 115 metres, turbines are visible from the coast in Kent. Unlike onshore wind farms, however, they have attracted few objections from local villagers. As a result, the government has recently started to focus more on offshore than onshore wind farms, even though they tend to be more expensive to build. Ian Fells, a professor of energy conversion, criticises the government for its obsession with wind power. Tidal barrages, for example, could produce more electricity than offshore wind farms and at 2/3 of the costs, Mr. Fells said. Also, wind is more inefficient because it's intermittent, he added, pointing to the way that air currents constantly shift direction and speed. When you look at the figures, you wonder why the government is putting all its eggs in one basket. Adapted from the International Herald Tribune, September 2010.